By Kelsey Chevrolet. Let's talk Reds with the former major leaguer, longtime Reds analyst on the TV side and 700 WLW. He's got a clinic at Champions Baseball Academy coming up May the 26th. I was listening to him and Tommy Thrall Friday night with steaks on the grill, and then we had the fire pit going. Listening to Reds baseball here on 700 WLW. Let's welcome in Chris Welsh. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lance. How are you doing?
I'm well. It is good to hear your voice. That means we're talking Reds baseball. Let me start with the basics on Hunter Green yesterday. What did you think of his performance yesterday?
The kid is really something, isn't he? I mean, he makes it look easy. I think he's very special. That's an overused word in sports, especially in baseball, describing players. But he is. I mean, he's just a different type. There's no question about it. The kind of talent that he has, the way he's been brought up, his dedication to the whole process, that he will do what it takes to be the best. I think that the Reds are very lucky to have him.
Chris, is there a line between that you have to walk as an organization of managing growth and development and protecting the investment of a 22-year-old coming off Tommy John? And what did you think of the decision to send him back out after 103 pitches for the seventh inning or for the eighth inning?
Yeah, I really do think there is a line that you have to walk. And I don't really care whether he's 22 or he's 28. You want to take care of your players. That's ultimately the number one thing. And I really didn't have a problem with David Bell sending him back out there. Now, keep in mind that I think that Bell and everybody else in the dugout, Derek Johnson and so on, realized that he was not going to pitch the ninth inning. But at that point, he was still the best pitcher in the ballpark. And you send him back out there, walked the first batter on a pitch that I think could have been called a strike three, and then walked the next guy. So at that point, you have to have somebody ready to come in for sure. But I had no problem at all with the decision by David Bell.
I see out of 118 pitches, 65 sliders, 51 fastballs, 2 changeups. What do you think of that mix?
That's the way of the world in 2022 in Major League Baseball, isn't it? they figured out in a hurry here that, when I was pitching, I hate to go there, but back in the day, let's say that, you were always coached to use your fastball at least 2 out of every 3 pitches. Because the fastball's what got you there, and the fastball's what's going to keep you there. But, the analytics of baseball has quickly shown that the slider is a harder pitch than most fastballs are. So if you're trying to get hitters out and you're restricting the number of innings that pitchers are going to pitch, why not throw them the most unhittable pitch for as long as you can, bring in another guy to throw them the most unhittable pitch, and then pretty soon you're at the end of the game. And I think that's just where we are nowadays with everybody. Now, with Hunter Green, I think that you're going to see that begin to swing the other way a little bit because his fastball is exceptional. But it's going to take a little while until he figures out exactly how to, command that fastball, maybe add a little bit of movement to that fastball, cut it one time, sink it another time. That is all a process of growing. It's going to take a while.
Chris, is there? Does he need to, if he can do those other things you just mentioned, does he need to bump up the use of the changeup anymore?
I think he does, yeah. I mean, just a little bit. I mean, first of all, the changeup is one of these pitches that it takes a long time to figure out. Yeah. If you talk to anybody who's had a good changeup, Luis Castillo would be a good start. Mario Soto would be another great start. It's not a pitch that you learn overnight. I can teach a slider to a 20-year-old pitcher who's, at least college level, and I can teach you that. You can probably use it in the game that night. But a changeup is not that kind of pitch. That's the kind of pitch that takes feel. It takes selling the arm swing and the arm flash of a fastball, and it comes out slow like a changeup. Everybody has a little different release way for a changeup. So I think it's going to be a while for Hunter and his changeup. And I hope that someday, he's able to throw that thing, like Castillo, which is at least 12 or 13 miles slower than his fastball. When that comes, you've got a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Chris, I would think as much as we would like to have seen the Reds win his last two starts and him win those last two starts himself, the back-to-back growth after the 5 home run performance against the Brewers has to be considered significant, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I have to say that Derek Johnson, I think, has been doing a great job with him because this is one, Derek's been given basically Doc Gooden and said, hey, you know what? This is the best pitcher in baseball right now. I'm not best pitcher, but potentially the best pitcher in baseball. And he's 22 years old. He didn't pitch really the last 2 years of high school. He didn't pitch much in the minor leagues. He hurt his arm, had Tommy John surgery, didn't pitch in part of 2018, all of 2019, didn't pitch competitively really in 2020 because of the shutdown of the minor leagues. And here he is in the major leagues, and you got to teach him how to get big league hitters out. And, oh, by the way, develop him as well. And that's a tough challenge. And I think that once
the Champions Baseball Academy, tell us about it.
I try to do the same thing every year and teach young men and ladies who want to learn how to throw changeups and curveballs an effective and safe way of doing so. We do it at Champions Baseball Academy, and it's a great clinic. We usually sell that thing out. There's an hour spent on curveballs. There's an hour spent on changeups. We use some teaching devices that will be really helpful, and you'll get the idea. Even after an hour, you may not walk out of there with a good changeup, but you'll have some bullet points to understand, and so that you can practice those and get better.
ChampionsBaseball.net for more information and sign-up information. Did you happen to hit that little white ball around today?
I did. Just took Jim Day out to a little golf course here in Cleveland named Little Mountain. That's one put forth by Jimmy Hanlon, who's a good buddy of ours. He's got a golf show on TV, and a great guy. Set us up. I'll tell you, I know that everybody in the Midwest has had a tough spring. They've had a tough spring here in Cleveland, too. And I can tell you that Cleveland is about 3 weeks behind is weather-wise. So if you're playing golf and you're down in the Cincinnati area, I'd be happy that you're down there because the courses are in better shape there than they are up here.
You know, it's funny. Final note, I had asked you earlier in the day if you could come on. You said yes, and I felt bad. I had to ask if you could move up. I wanted to do Reds earlier in the show, and I looked at my text, and there was about a four-hour gap, and I said, he's playing golf today. That was beautiful.
Lance, I call that having an appointment.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, I appreciate the
time. I don't want to give it away always that it's a tea time.
Exactly.
Basically, if I say an appointment, you'll get the idea.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Right. Have a good one.
Take care. There you go, Chris Welsh. Yeah, earlier I had it was like around noon, and he said, yeah, I can come on. And then I said, I'm going to move up Reds earlier in the show. So I sent him another text. I said, mind if I move you up to 6:20? And the next text came about 4 hours later, 4:20 later. And I thought, yeah, he was on the golf course. Up next, how about Anthony Munoz? What a show Saturday night for Garth Brooks. I was there. It was unbelievable. Anthony Munoz was there. We'll talk that, his new role with the Hall of Fame, and some Bengals football next. R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
The planning for the Buffalo attacks started at least 2 months ago. This is a 630 report. I'm Matt Reese. Breaking now. Buffalo was scouted, and the planning for the mass shooting started many weeks in advance. Latest tonight on the murders of 10 black people by a white man who was a supporter of white supremacy.
A nearly 600-page document obtained by ABC News appears to show how Peyton Gendron allegedly planned the attack here at the Tops Market in Buffalo at least 2 months in advance. The document was posted to a social media site, and in it there are hand-drawn maps and pictures that Gendron allegedly took in a visit to Buffalo in March. Police confirmed that he had been here in March, and now they're working backwards to try to determine when exactly he came, who he may have come into contact with, and why he was here.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Buffalo. A tweet from Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming today said, quote, the House GOP leadership has enabled white nationalism. Cheney also accused leaders of enabling white supremacy along with anti-Semitism. Congresswoman Cheney was booted from House leadership last year because of her criticism of former President Trump and his claims of election fraud in 2020. Let's get a look at the traffic tonight, the latest traffic and weather together. Here's Rob Williams.
From the UC Health Traffic Center at the UC Gardner Neuroscience Institute, renowned experts find answers for some of the most complex brain tumors. Learn more at UCHealth.com. 17 minutes extra on northbound 75 now between Mitchell and 275 Sharonville. Southbound slows through Lachlan, then Liberty Street across the Brent Spence. North 71 stop and go between Ridge and the Ronald Reagan. Latest accidents, Paddock at Seymour, Kyle Station at Old Kyle Station, and Galbraith at Pippin. Thompson Road now has been reopened between Springdale Road and Forfeit Run Road in Coleraine Township following an earlier accident there. Ron Williams, News Radio 700, WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Train Heating and Cooling Weather Center on News Radio 700 WLW.
Mostly clear, seasonal, and a low down to 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, my high 78. And at night, fair and down to 58. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
Temperature 77 degrees in Cincinnati. During the evenings this week, you can expect delays on 71 in northern Kentucky. Pavement repairs every night. Boone County between the Gallatin County line and I-75 running from 6 at night until 5 in the morning. Cost of electricity going up in the state of Ohio. Matt Schilling is a spokesperson for the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio.
The electric generation price historically over the last year has ranged in the 4 to 5 cents a kilowatt hour. Coming in June across Ohio, we'll see prices go up to about 6.5 cents a kilowatt hour for most customers of Ohio utilities.
It'll mean utility customers could expect to pay anywhere from $9 to $18 more per month, depending on your supplier. But it's particularly steep for AES Ohio customers in Dayton. Their rate is essentially doubling. Rate hikes are scheduled to start in June. You can shop for different rates online at energychoice.ohio.gov. Tourists flocking to Florida in big numbers these days. 36 million visitors making the trip, soaking up the winter sunshine the first 3 months of this year. That's a 1% rate above what the state saw during the same period in 2019 before the pandemic hit. It's also a nearly 40% jump from the same time a year ago. Let's check Wall Street. The Dow was up 26 points at the close today. S&P 500 lost 15. NASDAQ fell 142. Reds are off tonight. Back in action tomorrow night in Cleveland. It's 6:35 in Cincinnati. And our next news is at 7. Matt Reese, News Radio 700 WLW.
700 WLW.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Pine Brook Medical Clinic. Is erectile dysfunction damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a...